بیسرانی هجه امبابتی خواره و هاپی وینکا لگل برز دویگو دان خندکاره که لبواری سینما دانشتوی سیدنیو استا پروژه کی دوکیمنتری به دستویا که درباری کرد و کرد بون سازی دکات. هاپی وینکه من به زمانی انگلیزیه به های اوی به داخوا خاتو دویگو زمانی کردیکی زور باش نیو. امش لا اس بی اس رادیو بشی کردی به هرچ جورک به پیمان خوشه لوانی کرد بجدار بنو راو بو چونو پروژکان یان من گو لیبت به کردی یان انگلیزی. خاتو دویگو باس لودکا که به مندالیو به تمنی حوت سالی گیشتو تا استرالیا لگل خیزانکیو تنیا اوکاتا بویدر کوتوا که کرده. شانی باسا دویگو دوان لشاری ازمیر لولاتی ترکیه حتو تا دنیا و پاش گیشتنی و نشت جیبونیان لاسترالیا زیاتر سبارد با خوی و میجوی گلکی فیربو و ناسنامی خوی دوزی و توا. استاش با ری ام فیلم دوکیمنتریه که با دستیویتی با منده گیره توا که چنه زورتر سبارد گلکی و مینتی کانی کرد فیربو. فرمون بابای کواگیو داری ام هاو پیوی نبین لگل دویگو دوان.
SBS Radio. 7 billion stories and counting.
بیسرانی بارزی رادیو SBS بشی کردی. میوانی امجار من خاتو دویگو دوانا که دانشتوی سیدنیا لبکی کرده و استا خندکاری بشی سینمایا لخندنگای سیدنی بو سینما جهانی یعن انترنشنال فیلم سکول سیدنی. دویگو دوان, thank you so much for joining us today on SBS Kurdish program.
Thank you for having me here.
First of all, if you could just introduce yourself and tell us a little bit about your background to our listeners.
I'm a filmmaker currently studying in Sydney at International Film School. I'm 27 years old, and at the moment I'm doing a documentary on Kurds and about their stories back home and living in Australia.
What inspired you to make a documentary about your background, about your people?
Basically, I wanted to make this documentary because I wanted to know more about myself and about my background. I was born in Turkey in Izmir in 1987, and when I came to Australia in 1995, that's when I learnt that I was Kurdish. So I didn't know much about who the Kurds were except the enemies of the Turkish people. That's, you know, that's what we were told as kids in schools. It was really interesting. So when I came here, I just wanted to find out more and, you know, research more in this project.
And that's when you straight away found out, or slowly by meeting people in the community and through other friends that you found out more about your background?
When we first came here, my dad was the one who told us first. As soon as we came here, you know, he sat us on his lap and said we were Kurdish. And then slowly when we sort of went to the Kurdish community, you come across people who will tell you that you're Kurdish, you know.
So ever since you found out about your background and about your people, how do you think that has changed you personally?
I think it made me a bit more confident in myself. You know, when someone asks me, where are you from? I know where I'm from, and I know more about my background, more about my culture, more about our songs and stories. So it has made me a bit more knowledgeable about my background and made me have more confidence in myself.
Have you done any research in particular just to find out about Kurdish history?
I have, actually. I've done a lot of research, you know, watching films, Kurdish films, and reading about Kurdish books and stories, both written by English authors or internet articles, short videos on YouTube. Yeah, and hearing actual people and their stories in the community.
Would you say that the Kurdish story and history has inspired you to become a filmmaker? What do you hope to achieve by becoming a filmmaker?
I mean, there are a lot of films that are sort of redone films, American films especially, like the same Superman or Batman, you know, films like that. I think in the sense of cinema, I think there are a lot of stories within the Kurdish people that motivated me to write and talk about and find out. And they need to be told because their stories are very important, and there's a lot of myths in there and, you know, stories in there and dreams in there, and it's just facts in there that really made me want to write about and share it with the rest of the world.
Do you have any future dreams or projects that you'd like, you know, one day I will bring this story alive and make turn it into a movie or make a film out of it?
Yes, definitely. Always been involved in drama, always been involved in arts and music, you know, since high school and after high school. A lot of people in my community will know that. So there are a lot of stories and that I want to re-dramatize or tell it in movies. Yes, I do have a lot of hopes for future projects in making more films. I'm really interested in drama and comedy. So it'd be very interesting to work with people from our community and get them involved in these future projects also.
So for the project that you are currently doing, what have you collected so far and that has, let's say, opened your eyes a little further about the Kurdish people?
Well, the documentary I'm making at the moment opened my eyes to a lot of things. First of all, the stories of those in, you know, the Kurdish people in Iran, the Kurdish people in Iraq, the Kurdish people in Syria, the Kurdish people in Turkey. You know, you hear about their stories and how their stories are very similar but very unique. In the same way, they all went through the same struggles and the same persecutions, you know, just for being a Kurdish person. In regards to history, like the specific events such as the Halabja 1988 and the Dersim 1938, all those specific genocides that have been swept underneath the carpet, and you know, we don't know much about it. So just hearing about those events awakened me, you know, why did that happen and why is it continuing to happen? And it's just finding out about the people who stood up for, you know, their rights and were placed underneath the carpet. So just finding out about them and, you know, their stories made me question why and research more and read more about it and get other people involved and to learn more about their history.
So what will this documentary be called?
At the moment, I keep changing the name, but I think it's coming down to being a Kurd. So it's just simple as that. Your experiences of being a Kurd, what it feels like being a Kurd, stories about your family, your friends, and perhaps ancestors and all that in one. Can I just add something? There are a lot of people in the community who have dreams in doing things, whether it's in arts or whether it's in science or, you know, whatever their dream may be. It'd be very great thing to help them, to allow them to progress and, you know, support them in any way you can. So I think it's very important to support people in our community, no matter how old or young you are, to allow them to develop their dreams and their voices. Yeah.
Well, duygu doğan, thank you so much for joining us today on SBS Kurdish program, and we wish you all the very best for the future.
Thank you very much for having me here.